Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And the 1-1 pitch, a swing and a fly ball, left center field and deep. Palacios is back at the wall, looks up, and that's gone, a home run. Polanco is 2 for 2 in his return, and now a 2-out, 2-run homer, and the Twins have a 3-0 lead in the third.
Good morning, everybody.
Wow.
How are we doing today? We've had some pretty good first hours back-to-back. We might be up for Marconi. Welcome back in, Sharp Betting in the Morning. Donnie Dodge going to join us here in a little bit. While you're processing John's fantastic call, would you like to hear about my third world problem?
Yes.
Thank you.
Let it rip.
I'm glad you care about me. So this is in NRG Media, this is kind of a big day.
Dude.
Down at Broadcast House in Lincoln. Mike Flood, who I worked with back in the day, for a brief time, he was before he started buying TV and radio stations.
Treats me very well.
He was the afternoon host on Froggy 98.1. So we got to know each other. That's where I first got to know Mike Flood, and he won the special election yesterday. So he's going to Congress, and you know, then they'll have another election coming up in the fall. So Broadcast House guy gets to Congress. We have changed our email in this company. There's another person on Froggy 98 named Gary Greenwood. We don't come even close to the same email address, but all of a sudden I'm getting all of his PR emails. No, it's not funny, because he has signed up, I think, for every PR list in America, and I am besieged right now in my inbox. I have to get this off my chest. In my inbox, I have 74 emails directed to Gary Greenwood at Froggy98.1. They're all these PR. Do you want to interview Bob about potato salad on the 4th of July? No, I don't want to interview Bob about his potato salad on the 4th of July. Fix the email. Thank you.
Death by paper cuts.
Throw the chapeau!
I'm out.
Future Self Project. Gary, why interested if you'd like to talk to Mark about changing lives? No, we're a sports show. I'm getting all of his emails, so there we go. I just had to get that out of there. And you know my... And also, I have to... For people that are listening that I text with or text me, if you are an Android user, I get your text, but I can't respond to you. That's my other issue.
Shane, are we on air over break? Or on the video?
Yeah. You've been on video for like nonstop for like weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, but you're not on the air.
No, I know.
They can't hear you.
Huh?
You're over there working out.
Are you working out? You eating? What are you doing?
Stretching over there.
Stretching.
Well, it was
picking your nose. What are you doing?
It wasn't John's call that necessarily had me shook. It was the second call.
Hold on, back up. You're just burying something that Shane just said. What strikes you, Shane, of Damon in all the years that the three of us have been together?
That he'd be eating on camera? I don't know.
That he'd be picking his nose?
I don't know. He's worried about something.
Have you ever seen Damon pick his nose?
No. Did you hear that phone call?
Well.
Fifty-nine days until Nebraska plays Northwestern.
Wait, who's coming up? Donnie Dodge. Wow.
But I don't know.
What is going on? What is going on?
Probably a question that's been repeated
AC said we should take Bob up on that offer. Let's talk potato salad. I've only had really, I'll say this, like I've really only had one person's potato salad that I think is even like palpable. And that was Sevier's. And I think that was because it didn't even really taste like potato salad. It had all this other stuff in it. And it was spicy, too, so I kind of like that. But potato salad makes the all overrated list. It is. Or is it even rated?
I'm not a huge potato person, but if I'm going to eat potato salad, only my mom's.
Yeah. Is it served? Does she serve it cold? Is it room temp? Like, pull it out of the fridge?
I believe it's room temp.
Yeah.
I've not been around her much where we have potato salad.
Yeah.
But we could talk to Bob. We can also, there's a new app to build more mentally fit, less toxic workforces. Boost profitability. We can talk to Karen. Karen would like to come on the show. Shane, who do I contact to get this fixed? Because all I'm doing is unsubscribing. So well, Gary Lincoln isn't going to be able to talk to these people on his country music show.
Is that what they play?
Yeah.
He's getting a lot of emails for...
Froggy 98 is pretty popular.
Are you sure he's not on a talk show? I mean, that's a lot of... it's a lot of talking there.
No, he's been there forever. I think he was there when I was there. Unbelievable truth about neuropathy, nerve pain, and what to do.
It's exciting.
Also, get your station logo here. We can talk to Brendan McMahon, who sings Backroads, country easy listening. Already number one on the Australian Airplay chart.
Probably
a good chance he's not coming on a sports talk show in Omaha, Nebraska. All right, 7:30. Donnie Dodge,
what a great game.
Come on the show. You okay over there?
That's totally
I'm better.
On me.
Okay. All right. John's call got a lot of people fired up.
No, I mean.
Not fired up. Negative. But
I guess call me naive, but I felt like I just feel like Nebraska has a lot of stroke, right? Because I felt like, especially for Flores and some guys like that, where, and it's rare, so I guess I don't really have a comp of a guy on that level that hasn't talked to the state school, but I'm surprised other schools are concerned about that. I just got a couple of "I told you so" texts. Like, I told you that matters, and I know Kleister and those guys have said that, but for some reason, I just thought, you know, if a school hadn't been winning enough, people just were like, "Oh, well, that's maybe why they're not winning. We'll just do our thing anyway," or you know, whatever. Not those words, but did that?
I think every school is different on how they evaluate players. But if you do come into this state, like, don't you think Brent Venables was very curious with Cade McIntyre on what, don't you think they said, what are we missing? We're confident in our development
because with him in particular, I think
Blake Bell type comp.
With him in particular, they used that against him, which is why I think he was all in quickly. Because it was already emotional.
Yeah, but don't you think they stop and go, okay, we like him, but is there something we're missing because the school...
I guess.
I think that's natural.
I don't know. See, maybe I don't want to believe that. Because I think, like, I judge... It's like my relationships, right? I try to judge people on how they treat me, and I go from there. So I would worry about my eval. I don't know if... And maybe that's just because I'm... you know, apparently I must think that highly of myself, but I would trust my eval. People tell me things about players all the time, and I still say, let me work him. You know what I mean? Like,
but that's first and foremost, and you're comfortable with that, and you have a track record, but there has to be along the process where you pause maybe for a couple of seconds and go,
like maybe something off the field, but I would basically trust me on.
Yeah, but you go, there's something we're missing. And look at...
And maybe I'm just... Listen, maybe I'm just hard-headed like that, because even guys, like, even when it's not my sport, right? Like, quote-unquote. Like, I'll go round and round with, like, Sauter or Jacob about guys they may like that I don't, or vice versa. Right? So I think typically... And I'm even like that with information. Right, Lo, I'll go figure it out. Right, don't tell me what I'm supposed to think. Like, so maybe that's just my personality, and I can't get over that, though. But if I'm, you know, however many offers he has, if I'm those schools,
I probably trust me. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's number one. But there is probably part of where you go, not that we're missing anything, but God, we love this kid. He's in your backyard. Why don't you love him?
I wonder, so this is going to be, with the next couple of weeks, if it really picks up with some recruits, now I'm curious, especially after that last call, now I'm curious about which positions they'll be. And that'll tell me a lot about what I think the organizational structure is, right? Like from top to bottom, because there are some positions where you're just thinking to yourself, we don't have a ton of room.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure. Or
can I substitute power instead of organizational? Because every position coach fights for the guys they want.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to, I think Sip said a lot. That right there, what just happened? I got to go back and listen to Sipple's conversation from last week, because he said a lot of things, and I thought it was one of his better. Like for me, I don't always like have like these great grand takeaways that like spark thought. That was one of those where I'm like, huh. He talked about the quarterback play not being quarterback centric and the offense, and how if you're not talking about the quarterback, so we kind of agreed there, and I was like, oh, you know, that's interesting. Which got me thinking, okay, hey, when's the last time we had a quarterback in an offense where the quarterback didn't have to be the guy, but this year that would be really good if it was, with what we think's around him, and that would probably mean that the offensive line is playing well. But he said something else.
So basically he's Zach Lee. With that defense, but...
Yeah. But he said something else I thought was interesting. I asked him roundabout question about like the linebackers room, and we were talking about Rodgers and who had just committed?
Van Poppel.
Yeah. No, linebacker. Colorado, Rude got him.
Moore.
Yeah. And I was asking about like figuring it out later. I said something to the effect of, hey, you know, is this kind of, you think this, do you, are you looking at this as one of those deals where you're going to get the best guys available. They want to say yes, you say yes, and then you figure it out later. And he paused. Oh, you know, that's a really good question. He said, well, I think that's where leadership comes into play. I think that's where you have to have – you remember that, Shane? He goes, I think that's where your head coach has to come in and say, or yeah, the organizational infrastructure has to come in and say, this is what we do. Like, you can't just go
– willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly. So now I'm curious, right? Like, we good there? And I'm not saying that to, I'm just thinking out loud real time, especially with the offers, because we were just talking about the 2021 class, 2020, what happened to that dissolving, the talent level based on 2022, and the recruiting momentum. If you truly have three or four guys that say yes, number one, I think that's good because they're high school guys, which I'm a fan of, but I'll be curious to see what the positions are, because that will give me some context of why Sipple said that unsolicited, because he's savvy enough and he's smart enough to know he doesn't just say those things without it being a conversational piece. And he said it unsolicited. I thought it was I'm not just, you know, I thought he was, I thought it was real, it was a great, it gave me a good snapshot to give me a framework of how I'm thinking.
Okay, so let's say the next five commitments for Nebraska. Let's just go the next three. Linebacker, running back, wide receiver. There's
one more, say it again.
So the next three commitments, linebacker, wide receiver, running back. Two of those position groups are brand new coaches who have shown that they've got some recruiting chops and they fight for guys that they want and guys that they're a little bit on. They don't stand up as much. I think that's where I say power structure, and maybe power is not the right word in this conversation when you use an organizational, but who's got the swag in the room that says, we got to get this guy?
Well, the
that's got to be the guy. I want that guy. I know that's your area and you've offered and he wants to say yes, but man, this is the better guy.
Well, color me curious now.
But this next couple of weeks in Nebraska's recruiting, and going back to something we said in the first hour about building for long-term success, if you keep things together, the next couple of weeks could tell you a lot about that long-term success.
I agree.
Because there are some of these guys that are that I would consider fellas.
Yeah. One and a half, two for sure. Fellas is a, I put that in quotes. Yeah. Well, writing will be on the wall. Dang, that threw me.
All right, 7:39, Sharp and Betting in the morning, 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.